With Illinois Public Media News at 8:33, attendees of a bill signing that will make Illinois the next state to allow same-sex marriage included several couples who hope to get married after the law takes effect in the summer. Amy Woolery from the Chicago suburb of Berwyn has been with her partner for 15 years. She attended the Wednesday event with the couple's two children. She says she and her partner didn't want a civil union when Illinois legalized them in 2011. They wanted to wait for marriage. The couple's 9-year-old daughter says she wants to be a flower girl in the wedding. And Jen Dickey Rothke has been with her partner for 13 years. They have a son together. They're planning a wedding for July. She says that getting married will signify that their family is equal. The signing of Illinois' same-sex marriage law by Governor Pat Quinn yesterday means couples in civil unions can alter their status when it takes effect next June. And for a year, a provision in the new law means the state will waive the fee involved with making that change. Nearly 200 civil unions have been recorded in Champaign County since that measure went into effect in 2011. Champaign County Clerk Gordy Holton says lots of those couples have asked about converting those relationships into a marriage.
We will then issue them a marriage certificate, basically modify their civil union record, convert it into a marriage, issue them a certified record of that marriage so that from that moment forward, they will then be married. And there's a 1-year period in the new law where folks who are in a civil union can do that for no additional charge.
After June 1, 2015, Holton says the cost of a marriage license for those same-sex couples who are in civil unions will be the same as it is for any other couple, $75. He also plans to accommodate gay couples wanting to get married on the earliest day possible. June 1st next year is a Sunday, but Holton says his office plans to be open that day for those who call in advance to get a marriage license. As the cleanup continues from the storm-ravaged community of Gifford, Champaign County Emergency Management Agency spokesman Rick Atterbury says Route 136 through the town is now open for traffic, but he says those looking to help, only skilled volunteers are sought today. Atterbury says no donations of clothes or auto items should be brought to the village.